From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Sheila. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. You have a resolution you're working on?
You know, I don't make New Year's resolutions. If I think of a way to improve myself during the year, I just do it immediately.
Well, I think the rest of us should adopt that as a New Year's resolution.
How about
That's
you?
A great idea. No, I haven't gotten that organized yet, but you just gave me the perfect one, so I'll work on that.
It's a good excuse, yeah.
Now, tell us about the challenge you left us with last week.
Well, it came from listener Steve Baggish of Littleton, Massachusetts. I said, think of a 9-letter hyphenated word meaning something extremely simple. Move the first and fifth letters 4 spaces later in the alphabet. The result will name a famous actor, 3-6. Who is it?
And who is it?
Well, the word is no-brainer, and if you shift those letters, you get Rob Reiner.
We had just over 1,100 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Dr. Gregory Hirsch from Carlsbad, California. Dr. Hirsch, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. What do you do there in Carlsbad?
I'm a pulmonary physician.
In a hospital?
Mostly hospital work and the intensive care unit.
Wow. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, probably around 10 years.
Are you ready to play today?
I guess so.
Dr. Hirsch, meet Will.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Greg. I hope it's all right to call you by your first name.
Yes, absolutely.
And Sheila, you too. Every answer today is an anagram of a world capital. For example, if I gave you the word solo, S-O-L-O, you would say Oslo, the capital of Norway.
Of course I would.
All right. Number one is more, M-O-R-E.
Rome.
Rome is right. Number two is male, M-A-I-L.
Is there a Mali somewhere?
Well, there's the country Mali, but there's a capital of another country in South America.
Oh, Lima.
Lima, Peru is right. Pairs, P-A-I-R-S. It's an easy one. You only have to switch two letters here.
Oh, come on, Greg. You can get this.
I've been worrying about blanking this whole...
No, it's in Europe.
And if you were taking a continental tour, this is one of
Paris. The...
Paris is right. Good. Plaza, P-L-A-Z-A.
La Paz.
La Paz. Excellent. Louse. L-O-U-S-E.
Seoul.
Seoul. Excellent. Quoit. Q-U-O-I-T.
Quito.
Yes. Units. U-N-I-T-S.
Tunis.
Oh, you're getting fast. How about Minx? M-I-N-K-S.
Minsk.
Minsk. Belarus. Excellent. Hasten, H-A-S-T-E-N. And you'll want to thank Europe for this one.
How about some help, Sheila?
Yeah, if only I could.
Think Olympics on this one.
Athens?
Athens is right. Lamina, L-A-M-I-N-A. And the answer is a kind of envelope.
Kind of envelope. That one didn't help.
That's more obscure than the original challenge.
It's the capital of an island country. A country made up of many different islands.
Oh.
In the Pacific.
In the Pacific, yes.
I'm drawing a blank on this one.
Go ahead, Sheila.
Manila.
Manila.
Oh, yes.
Philippines is right. Hydria, H-Y-D-R-I-A. For this one, you want to think Mideast.
Oh, Riyadh.
Riyadh, excellent. How about this one? Saunas, S-A-U-N-A-S.
Give us a region.
And here it's an island country in the Atlantic. It's a place where many Americans vacation. And it's off the coast of Florida.
S-A-U-N-A-S?
Right. Well, I'll tell you, it's the capital of the Bahamas.
Nassau.
Nassau is right.
Nassau, yeah.
And here is your last one, Forewent, Forewent. The answer is in Africa. The answer starts with F.
Freetown?
Freetown, capital of Sierra Leone. Good job.
Very good job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. That'll be great. Gregory, what member station do you listen to?
We're members of KPBS in San Diego.
Dr. Gregory Hirsch from Carlsbad, California, thank you for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you very much. It was a lot of fun. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And now, Will, what's the challenge you have for us to work on this next week?
Well, it comes from listener Adam Levermore Rich of Stanford, California. Name two familiar units of measure, one in five letters, the other in four. Spoonerize them, that is, interchange their initial consonant sounds, to get two synonyms, still in five and four letters respectively. For example, if the measures were liter and gram, you'd spoonerize them to get greeter and lamb, which, however, are not synonyms. So again, two familiar units of measure, five and four. Spoonerize these words to get two synonyms, also 5-4. What words are these?
Okay, and when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play the puzzle on the air with puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Sheila. Happy New Year.